All right, Marty Lurie here on KMBR 680 with Hunter Strickland. Boy, as I said to you, I have read a lot about you. I haven't talked to you yet, but, boy, they write nice things about you.
Well, thank you, and it's good to be here.
All right, so take us back a little bit through your baseball history. Where did you grow up? What kind of baseball fan were you? And were you a two-sport athlete? Who are you?
Well, I grew up in Pike County, Georgia, and, you know, I grew up playing baseball, football, just kind of everything. We've got four brothers, so, you know, and two sisters and stuff, so we're always outside just playing random sports, you know, and kind of taking that from my dad. My dad played ball for Detroit, and so just coming up through that, and, you know, throughout high school, played baseball and football.
Well, I hear the southern accent there when you just said that, when coming up from football and baseball, but your dad played for Detroit. How far did he get?
He got up Triple A.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
What position was he?
Pitcher.
Oh, okay. Well, that's someone to learn from. So as a kid, were you always the pitcher, or were you the shortstop on the team?
Pretty much played everywhere. You know, it just kind of in the high school was when it established, you know, where pitching was kind of my dominant position. So.
All right. So coming out of high school, what were your choices? What could you do and what did you do coming out of high school?
Well, I signed at a junior college in Florida, Chipola. You know, and professional baseball was always my goal. So that was just kind of what I was looking forward to. And then got drafted out of high school by the Red Sox. And, you know, that was kind of a no-brainer for me.
So tell me what happened out of, I know you've had some medical issues along the way, and I'm sitting in Eric Cordier's chair, who throws about 99 to 100 as well, and you do too. When did you first have, tell me about coming out of Chipola and the Red Sox, and what happened when you got into pro ball?
Well, I immediately started out in rookie ball, you know, just kind of hit every level, and then got traded in 2009 to Pittsburgh, and then recently after that, 2011, I had rotator cuff surgery, and then came back from that, pitched in 2012, and then got claimed on waivers by the Giants in 2013, which, you know, recently had Tommy John surgery.
Wow, so Tommy John surgery, people have it like they have a cold, but it is something to come back from.
Yeah, I mean, like I said earlier, you know, I've been blessed to come back with it, and then, you know, with the Giants, they've had the right guys here, you know, and they take care of you here and push you, you know, how you need to be.
Well, we're in the locker room, and you never know what's going to happen here. A lot going on behind us here, but throwing that hard, did you always throw that hard as a kid?
I didn't. You know, I would top out probably, you know, around 94 or so when it, you know, if I had an outing where I just got, you know, got mad or something like that. But, you know, for the most part, it was just a low 90s mostly. And then after surgery, like I said, I've just kind of been blessed. And, you know, the rehab process has been something that's helped me tremendously.
Yeah, it's a lonely process, isn't it, the rehab process? How do you even get your head together for that?
It is, but, you know, you gotta surround yourself with the right people and find things that you enjoy off the field as well. So just kind of pass time with that.
All right, Hunter Strickland, our guest here. Are you a hunter or fit? Are you an outdoors guy?
Oh, for sure. That's where I live when I'm not playing ball.
All right. So. Tell me what you go after. What's it like?
You know, mostly big game and stuff like that. And then, you know, within Georgia, it would be mostly like white-tailed deer and things. And then I recently moved out to Arizona after, you know, Tommy John and things. So there's a lot of bird hunting and stuff like that. So me and it's kind of funny you ask, because me and some other teammates from when I was with Pittsburgh actually started our own organization. So we have, it's like an outdoor and behind the scenes baseball organization. So we're actually working on having our own TV show.
Really? Well, boy, you know, I want to hear about that in a second, but I had Jonathan Broxton on, boy, when he first came up, and in Georgia, if I'm not mistaken, right. Possum. He would tell me about hunting possum and eating possum.
Well, I mean, if I see a possum, I'll definitely kill it. You know, that's just me, but I'm definitely not going to eat it.
All right, tell me about the TV show. What's the concept and how's it going to work?
Yeah, I mean, it's supposed to, like, we're all faith-based guys, and so, you know, obviously the glory goes to God for us, but it's called Spread Crushers. You know, it's kind of it relates to baseball. You know, obviously the food and the spread, and we're all pitchers, so it's kind of funny because whenever we come in from BP or something early, all of the position players always, you know, get on the pitchers for crushing the spread. So we kind of just related it, and that's how we came up with the name. And then so we're, you know, it's the off season. It's mostly hunting and, you know, charity work with kids and just giving back to the community. And then, you know, we try to involve a lot of like behind the scenes of baseball that the normal fan doesn't really see. So.
Great, boy, great idea. All right, Hunter Strickland is with us. You're in the big leagues. People are very excited. The manager says he can't wait to get you into more situations that are meaningful. How do you feel about all this?
Oh, it's a dream come true. You know, this is since I was 7 years old. This is something that I've dreamed about. And then, you know, being here, it's pretty awesome. You know, but at the same time, you know, I feel like I belong here. So it's. Yeah. It's just, you know, you do your job, and obviously I hope to get in any situation I can because, you know, just being out there and competing is what it's all about.
Yeah, closing is different than the eighth inning, isn't it?
It is, but, you know, I mean, it's definitely a different role, but, you know, at the same time you have to get the guys out with, you know, whoever you're facing. That's your job, and it's to get everybody out you face.
Do you look up at the board at all and say 100 and say, wow?
I try not to pay that too much attention. You know, it's just, like I said, it's just getting them out one way or another.
All right. Well, we got Giants-Dodgers this weekend. I don't know if you've been through this before and you know much about it, but Giants-Dodgers, when you just hear that, what does it mean to you?
Oh, it's going to be fun. I'm excited. And, you know, obviously here in San Francisco, you know, have the number one fans in the world, so it's going to be fun to be a part of it.
All right. So what kind of football fan are you? Because I went to the University of Florida, so I'm waiting to hear this answer.
Georgia, for sure.
Yeah,
so, yeah, it's a big rival from Georgia to Florida, so it's exciting.
I've been to the largest outdoor cocktail party. I've been there. Have you been there?
I actually haven't. So, you know, hopefully this offseason or something, we'll be able to work it out.
Yeah. I know Georgia, Florida very well. Hunter, nice to have you on. And I know the fans are very excited about you. They call in about you. And it looks like you're happy to be here.
Oh, I am. Thank you.
All right. More coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.